This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We know how to make America healthy again. We know how to save billions of dollars a year in healthcare costs.
The Health Ranger Report.
There's just no political willingness to allow the truth to be stated.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Don't you find it interesting that nobody went to jail after the 2008 housing bubble implosion, where there was so much financial fraud, so much deception? The ratings agencies were deceiving people. The banks were committing massive financial fraud and defrauding investors at every level. And ultimately, of course, the federal government had to bail them all out using essentially long-term taxpayer money, and nobody went to jail. Isn't that interesting? It also shows you that there's a shocking unwillingness in the corrupt political banking system today, an unwillingness to allow bad banking practices to take their punishment, take their losses, and unravel and sort of cleanse the system. You know how a body can get toxic from eating too much junk food and engaging in what we might call bad food allocation decisions? Well, the banking system can also become toxic with bad financial allocation decisions. And every once in a while, you need a detox. You need a banking detox, and that's called a crash or an implosion or a series of bankruptcies. You know, bankruptcies are a good thing for the long-term health of the financial system because it allows the misallocation of resources to be cleansed out of the system so that those resources can then be reallocated to better investment decisions that produce returns instead of just producing fraud and BS and deception and everything else. This is a real key point to understand. Iceland suffered, you know, serious banking fraud several years ago. And they, instead of bailing out the bankers, they arrested some of them. And they let the system collapse. They let the bad decisions play out and unravel. They let people take massive losses. And a lot of very wealthy, politically connected individuals took huge losses, lost a lifetime of money. But now the system has healed. The system is on a strong rebound. It's doing much better. And all the bad resource allocation has been cleaned out of the system. So Iceland has a brighter economic future than places like the United States right now. Because the United States and much of the Western world is mired in propping up really bad decisions. You can even go back to 1989 in Japan, where you had the Nikkei at record highs because of the real estate bubble, by the way, which is also another parallel with the U.S. Housing boom and bust. But the Nikkei was at record highs, and Japan was taking over the world. They were buying up land and property all over the West Coast and all over Australia, even New Zealand and much of Asia. And Japan had all this money, but it was created from nothing because it was debt upon debt upon debt. And it was speculation in the real estate market. There was a massive real estate bubble and a massive bond bubble. And in effect, a massive banking debt bubble at the same time. When it all started crashing down, the Japanese government didn't let it crash. They did not let the bad loans and the bad debt get cleaned out of the system. Instead, the Japanese government engaged in quantitative easing. They didn't call it that. It's called something else in Japan. There's a code word for that in every country. But it's basically quantitative easing, which means the government prints more money, or their central bank, and then uses it to prop up the other banks in the country, or the investment houses and so on, in order to prevent the crash from happening and try to spur the economy. You know, sometimes it's called an economic stimulus investment. And Japan has engaged in literally trillions of dollars worth of investment stimulus, as they would call it. But it's really just counterfeit money printing to prop up the failed institutions that led to the crash in the Nikkei in 1989 in the first place. And that's just one example. And it also shows you that even a generation later, the citizens of Japan who lost money in that crash, they still have not gained back what they lost. A generation later, you can lose like half a lifetime of money. Because it takes forever, it seems, for the market to come back and regain after a failed bubble bursts, and then the government tries to bail it out instead of letting it just go ahead and correct itself. Now, what does this all have to do with you? You're probably an American listening to this, or maybe you're Canadian. The biggest crash in the history of our world is coming for Western nations because we have this interconnected system of leveraged debt, a systemic banking debt pandemic in the works. It's about to be unleashed. It has been staved off for a long time by quantitative easing, by the Federal Reserve, printing money, you know, creating new debt on top of old debt, handing out the money to the banks to keep propping them up to make sure that that crash doesn't happen. But as a result, they are allowing, in effect, they are rewarding bad decision-making in the bank and finance sector of the economy. They're rewarding bad decision-making. And so all of those who are fraudsters and con artists and corrupt people in the banking system who are making all of this money by deceiving investors and defrauding pension funds and averting risk themselves by pushing risk to the taxpayers by becoming too big to fail, you know, like long-term capital management, LTCM, and other institutions. You know, I guess Bear Stearns found out that not everybody's too big to fail, but there were others who were bailed out, of course, Goldman Sachs being at the top of the list. But none of these institutions want to be held accountable for their bad decision-making and their risk-taking. They want to win if they bet correctly on the markets, but if they lose, they want the government to bail them out. That's the way it's operated today, and it is a massive, fraudulent Ponzi scheme con. It is a con at an enormous scale. It's such a con that when it finally comes crashing down, because of the fact that the government has been bailing this system out and propping it up with artificial money for so long, it's actually going to crash far worse when the crash kicks in. It's going to be more devastating than most people could imagine. And I'm saying this at a time when the stock market has hit another record high. I think the Dow is at like 21,400 or something. Another record high. And yet, what's propping up the Dow? Is it actual earnings and value being added to companies across the board? No, it isn't. It's just the stock prices of a few key players like Apple and Google and Facebook and a bunch of money being pumped into the system by the Federal Reserve in order to prop up the banks and prevent them from failing so that the con can keep, they can keep perpetuating it for a little bit longer and try to put it off a little bit longer. And this, by the way, is where President Trump is going to get burned so badly. The big, big crash is going to happen on his watch. Of that, I am now almost completely certain. In fact, I'm amazed that Obama was able to delay it long enough for him to get out of the White House. You know, he postponed it for 8 years because this crash should have happened in 2008. But with quantitative easing and interest rate manipulation, artificial money printing, and so on, they were able to keep this thing from blowing for 8 years. But now Trump is in office and they want it to blow. They want him to take the blame for all of this debt. They want things to fall apart under Trump. So now, of course, the Federal Reserve is already raising interest rates, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them taking other steps to reduce the quantitative easing and really cause the implosion to happen simply by going hands off and halting the support structures underneath it that have kept it propped up for so long. And when that happens, Donald Trump will have no choice but to try to prevent the crash in the same way that the Japanese did back in 1989. So you're going to see massive money creation, massive bailouts. You're going to see a massive debasement of the currency leading to, ultimately, in the long term, the ruin of the currency. I mean, the U.S. dollar, we're living in the final years of the U.S. dollar, I have no doubt. And this is how it's going to lose any real credibility. Because if you start creating trillions of dollars in money to bail out all of these failed financial institutions that are all corrupt and run by essentially financial fraudsters and criminals, then, you know, the whole system really unravels at some point. There is a breaking point for the system. And I wouldn't be surprised to see the Dow crash to 10,000 in all of this. And some people are estimating as much as a 70% drop, which could take it to like a little over 6,000, which would, that would be very shocking if that were to happen. We'll see. In any case, my best advice is to take steps to protect your wealth, protect your savings. Don't play risky games in the stock market right now. You're not going to be able to make very much money, especially if you're exposed at the time that the whole system comes crumbling down and unravels, which can happen without warning. And believe me, the investment houses are not going to give you a courtesy call and say, hey, by the way, you should sell before it hits the fan. No, they're going to be calling you and telling you to buy while they're selling and unloading so that you take their losses. That's the way that actually works. Read more about all of this at my website called risk.news, just like it sounds, risk.news. And of course, I cover the stock market collapse at collapse.news. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here for healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.